in Parshas Bo, in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Pasuk says, "Shmartim et ha-matzos." You have to guard the matzos. Why? Ki be'etzem hayom hazeh hoytzeis yes tzivoyseichem eretz Mitzrayim. Ushmartim es hayom hazeh darseichem chukos olam. Shmartim es ha-matzos. We know there's a din of shmira. Matzah shmura. Shmura matzah. Shmura matzah. Right? Some of us are machbid only to eat shmura matzah the whole yontif. Right? Shmura matzah. What is shmura matzah? What it accomplishes? What are the dinim of shmura matzah? Is it just to make sure that it's not going to become chametz? Or is it something additional? Do you have to be a bar shmira? Can a goy make shmura matzah? From what point in time do you need shmira? Do you need shmira v'shas ktsira? Do you need shmira v'shas tchina v'shas lisha? What dimensions apply when? A lot of lumdis, a lot of halachas that apply to shmura matzahs, and a lot of day-to-day, you know, halachas that we bump into about shmura matzah practicality. You know, some people eat shmura matzah dafka the first days of yontif, and then non-shmura matzah. But shmura matzah is a concept that we're all familiar with, that we kind of just lived with for the past week up until yesterday. And the Rebbeinu Shalom says, "Ushmartem es ha-matzos," is the reason why you should watch the matzos, because ki be'etzem hayom hazeh hoytzeisi es tzivoyseichem mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Because on this day, I took you out of Mitzrayim. We know the Pashup Shad in the Psukim is that the story was that the whole story of our Geula, of our redemption, was very intertwined and linked to the matzahs, to the fact that Lohispik Patekim, we just said in Leil HaSeder, they didn't have time to let the dough rise. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to continue this process on every day of Tzivav Nisan, to make sure that you have this shmir of matzahs, to make sure that matzah is a continuous reality in your life, that you don't let things become chametzdik, and you continue with that shmira of the matzahs. So that's the Pashup Shad of the Psukim, Rabbi Yisai, right? But anyone remembers, Rabbi Yisai, you all remember Sedra. You all remember Rashi and Chumash, Rabbi Yisai. Rashi quotes the Gemara, that the Gemara has another drasha. Does anyone remember what the drasha is, Rabbi Yisai? Yeah. Shmartim es ha-mitzvos. What do you mean? What are you going to be shomer the mitzvos from? What are you being shomer them from? I don't want a vort. I want a Pashup Shad. Then I want a vort. Okay. What?
So you don't miss the time.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. So Zokt Rashi. Look at Rashi. Ushmartem es ha-matzos. Shelo yaviu lidei chimotz. Pashup Shad is talking about chometz. Mikan omru. Tapach tiltish b'tzainin. Therefore, Hazal told you the way that you should be, need them and you should deal, right? You have to make sure that you're continuously guarding it. You have asek, you're continuously involved in the process. You don't let it sit for a long time, Rabbi Yisai, because if you let things sit, then ultimately it's going to become chametz. You have to make sure, right? Clean the conveyor belt. You can clean all the bowls, clean all the spoons, whatever you're going to be involved with. Watch it from chametz. That we got. Rabbi Yoshia Omer, Alti Kaira es ha-matzos. Don't read the pasuk es ha-matzos. Listen to this mess. Ela es ha-mitzvis. But rather, like you said, Akakin, rather es ha-mitzvis, kiderech she'ein machmitzin es ha-matzos, kach ein machmitzin es ha-mitzvis. Exactly like Free says, miad. If you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, do it right away. Anyone know the phrase that Rashi is referring to? He doesn't say clearly. Everybody say, what does the Gemara say? No. Thank you. Excellent. Mitzvah abol yodcha al tachmitzen. Not matzis, but mitzvah abol yodcha al tachmitzen. Mitzvah sabol yodcha al tachmitzen. So I always saw this Rashi, and it was a fascinating drasha, that the concept of chometz The concept of letting things sit, letting things wait, delaying, can not only chas v'shalom cause you karis when it comes to a yontiv of Pesach, Isaac, but it could also ultimately it's a drash that Chazal have to make sure to tell you, to galvanize you, to be mizariz you, to make sure that you don't think let things sit. You know, that's a good question, Libby, which what you said really opens up a real Pandora box. Why do you need both the klolim of number one, what we learned from Avram Avinu Psochem Dach Dalid, of what? Zerizim Makdim L'mitzvahs, Vayashkim Avram Aboyker, right? And you also need mitzvah Aboyleyada Al Tach Mitzenim, right? Right? Or I'll make the question even worse, everybody said. Or Shiyu Mitzvah Loy Mashinon, right? Why are you not allowed to, why do we say that the first opportunity to do Kiddush Levana, right, that you have the first Matzah Shabbos, you should do it right away? That the Trumas Hadeshin says mitzvah shiur mitzvah loy mashinon. What do you mean that phrase? Why didn't you just say zrizim akdivin lemitzvahs? Why didn't you say mitzvah v'aliyad chal tach mitzvah? Not for now, Rabbi said. Not for now. It's a very good question. It's a question amongst the Paiskim. Where do you apply which klal, and what is the difference between all those klalim? But for our intents and purposes, Chazal learned and saw in this pasuk an alternate pshat in the psukim to tell you take advantage of doing a mitzvah and don't delay doing the mitzvah. Because otherwise that mitzvah could be chametz tek. Otherwise that mitzvah could be chametz tek. But Rabbi Yisai, don't just say it's a drash. That's a drasha. We don't believe in that, Rabbi Yisai. Torah has to make sense in all, with all its dimensions. When the Rabbeinu Shalom tells us there's different layers of the Torah, pshat, remez, drash, it means it all has to connect to a truth. It means that's the Eibishter's. The Rabbeinu Shalom made this pshat. So I ask you a question. Al tikri ushmartem es hamatzos, ela ushmartem es ha mitzvos. Frektik sav sefer. But how do you read the rest of the pasuk? Ki be'etzem hayom hazeh hayitzesi es tzibay seichem eretz Yitzrayim. Rabbi, let's see the Ksav Sefer inside. Moirid dikakasha. And he just, what did he do? The Ksav Sefer just thought for a second. He said, wait a second, I'm not just going to swallow this Rashi. I'm not just going to say like, oh, Chazal have another drasha and it's a nice drash and this is a nice bark. Things got to make sense. Things got to have depth. They got to be connect. And if Rabbi Yoshia told us, don't only read Ushmartim as Matzahs because there's a problem of Chomet, because historically they ate matzah, and we want to reenact that on a yearly basis, and we're going to have Shmur Matzahs throughout the end of the Pesach because we're commemorating Kibiyayim Azeh Atzesi as Tzimah Zeh Meretz Mitzrayim. So then what? So then Rabbi Yoshia's drush also got to fit with that. Let's see the second paragraph. Shmartim es hamatzvos. Rabbi Yoshi Yomer, al tikra es hamatzvos, ela es hamitzvos. Mitzvah shebo liyotcha al tach mitzena. Don't let the mitzvah become chometz. V'tzorech loymer, tzorech lechfarish, eich yisparish acher kach. Ki be'etzem hayoyim hazeh. How do you read such a drasha with such a straight face? It's very nice to have a mitzvah. Isaac, you hear the kasha? You have a mitzvah. Don't make sure it doesn't become chometz. Don't delay it. Make sure that you're on time. Make sure that you take up the opportunity. But it doesn't fit with the phrase of the pasuk. The nice drash, mitzvahs, matzahs, great. Next time you write a Lipa Shmetzel song, great. That's gonna be mitzvahs, mitzvahs, matzahs, matzahs, great. That's all great. That's all nice. It all rhymes. Rabbi Yoshia, you'll make it to yeshiva world, but you're not gonna make it to Rashi and Chumash. You're not gonna make pshat in the mikra. What does it mean, frektik sav sefer? Mayor Rabbi said, "Ksav Sefer is talking to us after our week of Shmur Matzis today." V'nira lila hazbir hadimyon shimur matzis l'shimur mitzvus l'shimur matzah. I think that they're very parallel, says the Ksav Sefer. Shimur mitzvus, guarding the mitzvus, is exactly like guarding the matzis. K'moyish matzah tzricha shmira.
mechimots, just like matzah needs guarding from the leavening process. B'tzarech lasek b'isa tamid, and you need to be involved with the dough in order to make sure it doesn't rise and doesn't become chazek. Tzarech lasek b'isa u'b'shia ma'at, and a person that just leaves it and lets it go and lets it rise and delays. Machmitz, automatically it's going to become chametz. Kein sa'or shebe'isa hua yetzer hara. So too, when it comes to what? The Gemara Brachos on Daf Yud Zayin, the sa'or shebe'isa, which the Radvaz holds, is pshuta shom mikra. The reason why, says the Radvaz, not abdrash. The Radvaz says in Tshuvas, the reason why we don't eat chametz is because it represents that Gemara Brachos of the sa'or shebe'isa that we turn to the Rabbeinu Shalom and we say that we're good people, like we just read in Shir HaShirim, our panemius is great, Ole Kedar, we just get dirty on the outside, but what's ma'akev, the sor shebe'isa, the dough, the lifestyle that we live in right now, that we just let things just stray in the wrong direction, and we get pulled by the wrong distractions. Mi ma'akev, frech the Gemara Brachos, ele sor shebe'isa, the chametz. That's what the Radvaz says. That's why we need to do Bedikas Chametz. Sor Shebe'isa. That's the difference. That's the unique reality of Chametz because it represents the Yetzer Hara. Hua Yetzer Hara. Rabbi say, listen carefully. B'shiha ma'at b'halamas ayin. When a person gets distracted, when a person closes his eyes for a second, he just gives it a split second. Rega mila'amoy negdo. Person who's not on his guard. Just one second he turns in the wrong way. He turns on the wrong picture. He presses the wrong button. He closes the door, turns off the lights, and gets involved in the wrong thing for a split second, for a rega. Rega ma'at. Rega milamoy negdo. One rega, one moment that he doesn't what? Oppose the Yetzer Hara. Ulakav shomi chametz ha'isa. And to trap it, to make sure that it doesn't become leaven. Huleva Adam, so too is true for a person. The Dover Zet Sarich Shmira Ma'oit. And this is something that needs constant, consistent guarding every second, never letting your guard down. Bechol Ace. Anytime. You can never let go of this. Chimutz is a reality that is inevitable. It will happen if you're not on your game, if you're not aware, if you're not ready for it to come. Va'al ya'amin ba'atzmo, and don't think, no, don't worry about it. I'm a good guy. I come to Seder. I'm a learner. I won't get trapped. Va'al yoimar, and don't say, l'kishe'efne. Oh no, I'm going to have time. I'm going to have time in the future. I'll learn later. I'll accomplish all my goals later. I'll come to Seder afterwards. Not every day doesn't matter. Ritzifus doesn't matter. Consistency doesn't matter. Because what? Because you're going to turn around and it's going to be May 1st. And you're going to be like, what happened to Bava Kamma? When am I going to have another chance? When is this opportunity going to come again? Things are not necessarily going to get easier. Don't believe that things right now, they're hard, but now I'll have an opportunity later and I'll push it off. L'kisha efna. Al toimer kishefne eshna, like the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Shema what? Shema loiti pane. Now's your matzav. Now's the Kotzker Rebbe said on that Mishnah, Rabbi Yisai, the Rabbeinu Shalom wants your what? No, the Rabbeinu Shalom wants the Talmud toimer of what? Now. Of now. Of in this difficult matzav. You're never going to have the ability. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants the pinui. To be mesalek all the other distractions, all the other difficulties, those stressful days. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants a Talmud Torah of Al Toimer Kishefne Eshne, of a Shemalaiti Pane. No, that's not what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants. He doesn't want it on the easier days. He wants it on the day. He wants it in the stress. He wants it in YU. He wants it when it's difficult. He wants it when you have all the people calling. He wants it when it's difficult. I'm still going to be makbid on my starim. I'm still going to be makbid on my avodas Hashem. Not only when, what? Everyone cleared away their schedules. Everyone, it's Passover. We all give off for this. Everyone has their nights. Shema loy tipone. The Rebbe Shem doesn't only want Leila Seder. He wants Monday morning after. matzah shmura. That's what he wants. Shemalit, he wants a shalom aloiti ponedik a limud. He wants a limud without pinoy, when it's not nifne, when it's not totally clear, your schedule's cleared. Marav Raboisai, listen to this gevaldik, we didn't even get to the ksav sefer yet. This is all background. Shema bizman masha acharkach yigbar yitzro olav. You never know what's going to happen in the future in the summer, Raboisai. Yetzei metara letoman. You're not going to be the same person. Kemo b'mitzrayim. Shagolam Hashem chishmaher b'yoy mechod. V'yadua ha-medrash ki'im hoya oid sham zman ma. Lo hoya tkuma ki hoyu mishukoim b'tuma kein hu b'chol adam v'yesh laharech. Look at the Ksav Sefer. No. What happened, Rabbi Say? Imagine for a second. Close your eyes for a second. What would have happened if Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim would have said, Rabbeinu Shalom, give me an hour. Give me 2 more minutes. Let me just look at my phone right now, and I'm not going to zone in right now, and I'm not going to get involved in the Karban Pesach. No. I'm going to do the Mila not today, not tonight. I'm going to do it tomorrow. Rabbi say, Chazal, answer that question. What would have happened? Not now. I'll meet you in an hour. I'll meet you in a day. Give me a little bit. Let me just finish. Let me just clear my schedule. Let me get back to this. What would have happened, Rabbi Yisai? Be'emes, what would have happened? Chazal, tell us. That's it. No Geula. No Leila Seder. No Geulas Mitzrayim. Mayrev Raboisai, listen to what the Ksav Sefer is saying. The din of Rabbi Yoshio. The din of not Ushmartim es HaMatzos. The din of Ushmartim es HaMitzvos also comes from the same reality. Also comes from the same pasuk. Zok the Ksav Sefer, Rabbi Yoshio reads the pasuk Hafledik. Why Ushmartim es HaMitzvos? Why should I make sure to take every single opportunity, every ace, every second of my life and make sure to be makbid on it and make sure not to lose focus for a second and make sure to be on top of it, not to become mitzvah avoli yadcha altach mitzeno? Why should I make sure to jump shemalei tipone because of what happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim? Because of what Chazal told us. It's a scary concept when you think about it. Because we, Ilu lo hayu yoytzi miyad Mitzrayim. Hayu anu v'aneinu mishubadim afar Mitzrayim. You think it's just a song? You think it's just something to teach my daughter about Sheva? What would have happened if we were... It's real, says the Ksav Sefer. You would have been trapped. Mitzrayim comes from Mitzarim. You would have been trapped forever. You would have never been able to what? To attach to another world outside of the world of schmutz, outside of the world of distractions. You would have never been redeemed. If we would have said, hold on. If we would have said, then. You guys are all adults. This is the most true word ever. You have an opportunity now. Take it. Because you never know, you might never get redeemed. The Geula might not happen. Chazal are screaming this at you. Ilu lo'itzi Hashem meisham, ayu anu v'aneinu, mishubanu lefar Mitzrayim, Rabbi Yisai. You don't think that that's true? You think that's just historical? That's ushmartem es hamatz mitzvos. That's putting things on your radar, having the right perspective on Avodas Hashem. That is the Hakdoma to your first Seder after Yom Tov, to coming back to Yeshiva, to getting the right perspective before the summer months. Now, right before finals, set up the schedule. Give a Kutzker Limud of a Shemalai Tiponeh. What? How can I rely on the summer? How can I rely on the summer now? Shemalai tipane. Maybe it'll be too late. Maybe I won't be there. Maybe the Rebbeinu Shalom won't offer his geula then. Ushmartim es hamitzvos. The same shmira, asek, involvement, right now, here, take advantage. V'haynu shmartem es ha-mitzvis. Kein tishmur es kol ha-mitzvis. Why? The Pasuk says why. It's state, beferish in Pasuk. It's such a haflidik of pshat. Rabbi said, you're like, well, you really, this is talking about the ABCs. Listen to this top cipher. You want to know why Rabbi Yoshua learned in this Pasuk, Ushmartim es ha-mitzvis. Mitzvah bol yelcha altach mitzeno. Ki be'etzem ayoyim azeh hoitzi Hashem laviseichem. Dimoyo mishay oisom shom. Because if the Rabbi Nishalim would have left them there and said, oh, you want one more minute? I'll give you a life of one more minute. You want to hold on? You want to, I'll get back to this. You want to just give me a little time? Let me clear my schedule. Let me see where I could fit you in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want that approach to the mitzvahs? Lo hayatkuma, hayu anu uvanenu meshubadim lefaru mitzrayim. Rabbi Yisai, we would have nothing to celebrate, Rabbi Yisai. There would have been no hotel programs the past week. There would have been no celebration. It would have just been another, I don't know, Memorial Day weekend thing. That's all we got on our calendar. Nothing to celebrate. Sorry. There's nothing. There's no geula. We never got out of Mitzrayim. Unbelievable, Rabbi Yisai. Kein tishmeru ha-mitzvahs. La'asaisem bizmanem b'lishiyoy v'ikov klal shem aloy tipone v'loy ticho lamoid k'neged yetzer hara u'misayim u'shmartem es hayoyim hazeh l'dor aseichem. And the pasuk concludes, and don't think that this is something historical. Don't think that this is something that was relevant then and we're just singing a song about people that would have been, you know, slaved in, you know, those skirts or whatever, you know, and those shoes with ropes on the side, you know, with whips, and it's just a reality from then. And it's talking about a bunch of sand dunes and pyramids. This is Kayam Hayoyim. This is Emes Lamitoy. And this is the Yesoid of Shmir Samitzis, of a Kesher with the Eibush. Of enough of this approach to not right now, of I can't. That's why you're here. That's why we got out. That's what enabled the Rabbeinu Shalom to take us out, because there was still epis, something. It was 49 and not 50. There was something to hang our hat on. And we didn't say, hold on. We didn't say, wait. We didn't say, stop. We didn't say, not now. We didn't say, I'm stressed out. We didn't say, I can't. We didn't say, it just doesn't work for me. We were Shomer. We were Shomer. Not just Shomer Shabbos. Not just Shomer Negiah. We were Shomer Kol HaMitzvahs. We said, no, this is not us. We gave a real Shmira. What does Shmira mean? Rabbi says, Shmira means to anticipate. Aviv Shamaris Adavar, to be a person that says, I have the opportunity, I'm going to take advantage. I'm ready. I'm prepared. Thank you, Hashem. I know you realize where I am right now on the 49th level of Tumah. But you what? You gave me the opportunity, and what did I do? I jumped at it. I shechted a carbon Pesach in the middle of the night in front of what? People that have been whipping me for the past 210 years. Wow. What a haskalah. I did mitzvahs milah in the middle of the night. And I changed the whole reality of Klal Yisrael. I changed the whole trajectory. I changed the whole next 3 months, ultimately building myself towards a Siras HaOmer, towards a Kabbalah Satoru. I became a new individual. I created the concept called Klal Yisrael. Why? Because I didn't delay. Ki bayoyim hazeh yatzasim mimitzrayim. Because it was at that moment, at that time, that Am Yisrael agreed, it's not an option to say, hold on. It's not an option to say, not now. It's not an option to say, I'm not going to keep up my eyes on the radar. I'm going to drift away. I'm going to get distracted. This is not just about a scandal with chametz, Rabbi says. It's not about a kitchen that has chametz inside the kitchen for a catering company that you just say, oh my gosh, there was chametz. Rabbi Yoshua says this is life. This is Yiddishkeit.
If you ate matzah the past 7 days and you believe in the concept of shmura matzah and you keep all of them in hugim, I don't care whether it's the first 2 days, whether it's the first day, whether it's for 7 days, whatever you do, Rabbi Yisai, each and every one of us somehow participated in shmura matzah, whether it's mishas tzira, mishas lisha, whatever it is, mishas tchina, we all believe in that. So what about Rabbi Yoshi? What about Rabbi Yoshi that Rashi's holding? Rashi says, I only give things that are befarish pshuto shel mikra. That's what Rashi's purpose in life is, Rabbi Yoshi. Anytime you see a Rashi, you have to say, this is not a vart. This is not just stam, it sounds good. This is not a Lipa Schmelzer song. This is a pshuto shel mikra. But how does it fit in, Frechtik Saf Sefer? How does it not fit in, Zochtik Saf Sefer? Let me explain to you what Shmura Matzah really is. Let me explain to you the day after Yontif of Pesach, after the week of Shmura Matzah, what you actually just participated in for the last week, and what you joined, and what you've just accepted on yourself, and what you've came to realize after singing the songs of Ilu Lahitzi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Anu Vonenu, of what it meant to say, I'm not going to believe in that anymore. I'm going to learn now. I'm going to be on time today. I'm going to be participating, and I'm going to be put everything in any opportunity that I can. And it'll work itself out, Rabbi Yisai. It'll work itself out. Everything will be taken care of. And let me tell you something. If you take that approach to life, to Shmiras HaMitzvahs, to understanding what if I drift off or I get distracted or I'm not on my game, what that means towards my dedication and my approach towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu and towards Yiddishkeit in general, towards the foundation of Am Yisrael. If I don't stay focused and I just say, delay, hold on, let it sit for a second. But he said, it's not a mitzvah. You just got to be ma'asik. You just got to dive in. You got to make sure you're there. You got to make sure you're devoted. You got to make sure you're taking advantage of every opportunity that the Rebbeinu Shalom says. And let me say, Rebbeinu Shalom says, I know what you're about. I know what level you're on. But I'm giving you a gift right now. I'm giving you a seder. I'm giving you a blot. I'm giving you an opportunity. I'm giving you the ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in peace and harmony, which didn't exist years ago. Rabbi said, the Rebbeinu Shalom is giving you this opportunity. He's calling out to the Jews in Mitzrayim and he's saying, do you want it? Are you going to take advantage? Or are you going to delay? You're going to let it sit? You're going to let it become chametz thick? Ki bayoy mazeh! HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you. Thank you for allowing us to realize that we can't delay. That we need to jump on the opportunity. That Yiddishkeit is real. That if you're not going to be defining yourself now, clear away all the other issues that you have and make sure that there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu in my life. That I start my day with Starim. That I end my day with Starim. That I keep a Kadosh Baruch Hu on my radar, on my mind, even when I'm in other walls and other areas. That I'm not a Ben Torah through and through at all times. Then it's not ki bayoy mazeh yotos mitzrayim. Then it's going to expire. It's going to be the shot clock. Brrr. You didn't shoot the ball. It didn't hit the rim. You're done. It's expired. Give the ball up to the other team. You're done. Time's up. Time's up. The game's over. 49. I gave you. You had 49, but you blew it. You blew it. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I want a Shem Eloi Tipona Dikim. I don't want a Likashem. I don't want that. I don't want malachim. I don't want clear schedules. I don't want an avodas Hashem when things are simple. I want you to overcome the Yetzer Hara. I want you to be shomer the Yetzer Hara. I want you to what? Be triumphant on all the challenge of your life. And there's nothing better that can give the Rebbeinu Shalom nachas ruach than you, Rabbi Yisai, within your mud, within your 49th level of tumah, within your struggles. Each and every one of us, including myself, Rabbi Yisai, has a lot of struggles. It's hard for me to get up in the morning, especially after a late night last night. It was hard. It's difficult. But I know that there's a reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took me out of Mitzrayim. I know what Rabbi Yoshua learned in the Pshat and the Pasuk, not Ushmartim es HaMatzos only, but Ushmartim es HaMitzvah. Ki Vayoyim HaZeh, because this exact struggle that I'm going through happened by my grandfather and my great-great-grandfather when he was sitting on the 49th level of Tumah. And you know what brought me here today as a Yid? The fact that my great-grandfather said, Ki Vayoyim HaZeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want L'Kishe Efne Eshna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to overcome the struggle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the struggle in order for me to overcome it and to be triumphant. And that's Anshei Kodesh Tiyami. Anshei Kodesh Dr. Kotzker in another place, everybody say. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want Malach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want people that have... What does a Malach have? He has his one Shlichus. He got his one job, Rabbi Say. If I told you every day, all you have to do is go to Avram Avinu, tell him this message, and that's it. Gehendik. You can't even do another thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu has enough malacha. A different job for every mouth. Don't complicate things. Don't make things complicated. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants complicated. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the mud. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the struggle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to overcome that. That is why he created us. That is why Yetzias Mitzrayim happened. That is why we eat Shmura Matzah for 7 days. That is what we believe in. And that was the Zvir Sa'omer that leads to Kabbalah Satayra. My boys say, fold this up. Fold this up. Everyone, fold it up. Put it right here. Or get a davening jacket and put it right here. And if you don't have a pocket over here, right, I hope you have a collar. If you don't have it, so put it right here and get some tape. Right here. Right here. This. I don't know who's here, which one of you guys know all the post-Pesach guys, but you show them this. This is post-Pesach. This is what post-Pesach really means. Post-Pesach means no more L'Kasha Efna Eshna. No more of that reality. I don't care what other people think. I don't care what other people say. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. No, it gives me time. Yeah, I'm going to have time then. It'll work out. And, you know, I'm going to have off for the summer. Time to learn. I love those songs. Like, yeah, it's good. Now, right now, I think, yeah, but I'm going to have time. It'll be... No. You know, like, and they say it in like a sing song. And then think it'll be nice. Yeah, life's so peachy. Oh, beautiful. Yeah. And they're going to be lollipops outside the basement. Yeah, it's going to be great. Yeah, the air conditioning pumping. Beautiful. And we're going to make sure that there's going to be extra cushions on the chair. It's going to be great. Yeah, no one's going to bother me. Yeah, I'm going to get my coffee and it'll be iced coffee because I'm in five towns and I can go to, what's it called? Perk. You know, what's that place called? Central Perk. Beforehand, we'll stop off there. And then and my Seder only starts till by 10:30, and my Chavrus only shows up at 10:45. And then we'll get some Zman, and it'll be great. It'll be awesome. And I'll walk around with my Gemara, so the Shaduchim will be great. And everything's going to be peachy, and life's going to work out. No! Not if it's not happening here. It's not, that's not MS. You know who sings that song? You know who made that song up? I'll tell you. I'll give you a code name for him. The source should be Issa. You think he doesn't know how to dress up like a guy in Shayoshev? You think he doesn't know how to dress up like a guy in Neir Yisrael in Baltimore? The Gemara in Chulin says Beferish, should we say? The Yetzer Hara, Sarah Shal Esav, dresses up as a Talmud Chacham in order to Chap Yaakov. The Gemara Fretakasha, story in Bayishla. What did the Saro Shel Esav, what did the Yetzer Hara, what did he look like? One man, the Amr, said that he was a Talmud Chacham. It's Machloikas in the Gemara, Rabin Shmuel. It's Machloikas how he looked. What does that mean? It's also just another story? Oh, so when I tell my daughter the Parsha before she goes to bed, so how should I present him? What hat was he wearing? What type of yarmulke was he wearing? That's what it is. Did he say Halal on Yom Ha'atzmaut? That's what it's about. That's what the Gemara is trying to drive at. Did he look like this or did he look like that? No! You wanted to say that that's what it's about. If you're not going to implement it now, if you're not going to decide and say, Ushmartim es ha-matzos means Ushmartim es ha-mitzos, Pesach can't just be about hesebo and just devouring matzah. But it's about a change in your lifestyle. It's about a mission in Pirkei Avos of Likush Efne Eshne. It's about a new focus, a new perspective, a new approach. If not, it's never going to happen. It's not, I guarantee you. It's not. I've been there and it didn't happen for me. It only happens when the decisions are made in the wrong. When it's stressful. When it's difficult. That's when kinyonim happen. That's when real growth happens, Rabbi Sai, I don't need to say this to you. To become firm in Eretz Yisrael is not such a great. It's not great shakes. To flip out in Eretz Yisrael, to become one of the masmidim there. It's a life of a malach. It's smooth sailing. It's not difficult. It's like Adarabba, like, he didn't get into things. Like, Adarabba, that's the kasha. When things are so not stressful, when life's such a breeze, that's not when the kinyanim, that's not when the real growth happens. It's when the storms happen. It's when things are stressful. It's when there's a lot of things that have to be nifneh. There's a lot of chametz in my house right now, and I got to clear it out. That's when the real growth happens. But you say, when does a zera that was planted, when does a zera start to sprout? After the storms. When do the trees start to blossom? After it withstood all the challenges. That's growth. You have the ability to be koiveya, to be mamid yourself, to make sure that you don't get shut down. To be consistent, to make sure that the Rabbeinu Shalom is there in some capacity. I don't care who says what, I don't care what opinion anyone has, this is me and this is what I'm going to do. And no one's going to push it aside. That's when you're going to sprout. That's when you're going to see unbelievable growth. That's when you're going to see fruits. Not when things are peachy and when people are singing songs. And when the coffee's iced. No, and the coffee doesn't have milk inside. Black coffee. Strong. Perseverance. That's what creates growth. Wherever Rabbi Yisai Mirtz Hashem, we should take this Ksav Sefer. And in this chus of the Ksav Sefer, we should have what's left of this man, the strongest man ever. And in Mirtz Hashem, that will be the catalyst to have the most unbelievable perky summer. But because I made it perky in YU, not because of Central Park. Rabbi Sai.